listening to Beyond the Aisle.
I start as a chef. In Japan, the chef's working situation, it is not really the easy. You have to work long hours, 6 days a week. And I try my best for 2-3 years in Japan, try to learn as much as I can. But my general manager approached me, you did great. There's another opportunity in Los Angeles, California. We have a sister restaurant there. You want to try there? So I was at 22, 23 years old at that time. So I felt like, yeah, let's give a shot. Then that kind of opened my eyes to see how the restaurant industry in North America is more delightful. You can enjoy. And I did many caterings for movie theater, such a like a movie award thing, Golden Globe Award, such a thing. We hosted at the restaurant. So I really enjoy in restaurant life in California. For 10 years, I work in a restaurant as a chef. I managed a couple restaurants. I was in a opening project team for other restaurant open in San Francisco, downtown Los Angeles. So I kind of start to learn more outside of the chef, how we open the new restaurant, how we hire the team, how we training the team, how we manage the business there. Then I got the opportunity from Canada, that's new company. The owner approached me to move to there to support his venture business. So I was, I decided one night, okay, this is the thing I want to go. Build a company with him last 10, 11 years in Canada. We had a 80-seat small restaurant, became nine restaurants, 8 in Canada, Toronto and Vancouver, and 1 in Japan. I learned a lot of business aspect for the restaurant business. That was my strength. And also I can oversee the menu. I can see the operation. I can see the number, marketing, business development, restaurant designs. So I gained all the other knowledge in the last 10 years. Right after COVID happened, I have to lay off 600 employees next two days after the COVID, after the shutdown, the business, right? Restaurant business. And I went back to the restaurant operation. I stay in the kitchen, support the kitchen staffs there. But end of the day, I kind of starting to went to different direction, what company moving forward, and what team feel about, what I feel about, which is I totally understand business has to change because of the situation, right? Then I look back myself now, because I always keep in myself, I work for the team, mm-hmm. I work for the company. So I kind of left alone my life, left behind my life, my family, my time, because every year we opened the restaurant in the last 10 years. So now I look back myself, what about my life? Well, I need to take care of my family. I need to take care of my time. I want to do other things other than job. And then my boss, John Emerson, reached out to me. Actually, we had a relationship before COVID. He reached out to me. Right after COVID happened, I told him, I don't think I can live without taking care of my team. And then when I felt, what about myself? You know, I need to take care of myself, my family. Then came up to my mind what John Emerson told me about the Wegmans, which is a great company to work for. John always told me, we taking care of you, we taking care of your family. And also he told me like, you can learn many things in this company. The same time, now I'm become to 40, 45 years old, kind of I felt this opportunity as open up my next future, gain my knowledge, skill level, which I never learned before. And there's a lot of great leader in the company. And then I approached Joyman-san again from my side after I said no to it. He's great, great management person. He is a chef background. I actually never see the who used to work as a chef that became to senior vice president of this mega company, Wegmans. He really impressed me from his knowledge of the business, that I felt I want to learn from him. The day I came for meeting John in Rochester, that was storm days. A big storm hit. I drove from Toronto, heavy snow, there's no car on the freeway. Then I come to see John. I think that was changed my life, you know, another life. But I feel like in human's life, there's a moment changing your life, which is the first one was I moved to Los Angeles. That was a big move to me. And then that opened up my, I would say, second life in the US. Then I got the opportunity in Canada. I was lucky I got such an opportunity from Canada, the previous owner. I could learn many other things, not mm-hmm. just staying, work in the kitchen, right? And then now another opportunity came up. I opened my another life in Rochester with Wegmans, which is I never regret. After working a year and a half now, I see what John told me while we are discussing before I'm joined to the Wegmans. And there's a lot of opportunity to learn, not just about the cooking, how to be the great management person, you know, and how to manage this huge operation, more than 100 store, something I never learned. And how we taking care of our team, you know, our employees. To me already, I feel beneficial, a lot of benefits for my life, not just for my job. But John always giving me guidance, you know, how to taking care, how to react here and there. That's really the, I feel, he look after me, and also I learn from him how I can be better management person. Wegmans is company, what I feel is always, you know, welcome for the people. They support whatever the people's growth. And I believe that come back to the Wegmans as bringing the delightful future. And I'm really happy to be here.
So John, why don't we go back to that, like your meeting Matsu, what was it about him that made you say, you know what, we need him on our team?
He's a top level chef and he'd worked in some top level operations. What I really liked about his experience is how he'd transformed some traditional Japanese food into something for the American palate by doing the aburi sushi, the seared sushi out at Miku, kind of meeting customers where they are and doing something unique and really making a show out of it. You know, in addition to his culinary experience, though, Matsu also had experience planning and opening restaurants, right? He was COO. So he understood the business side. He's always got a tape measure in his pocket. He's thinking through the details, how many inches between workstations. He's very deep in his knowledge and methodical about his approach to things, whether it's food or whether it's planning a meeting or a strategy. He's very focused. You know, talking to Matsu, how much time he spends and how much caring he gives to his people, developing and teaching and bringing their skills up. He calls it brushing them up, but we call it skilling, upskilling people. You know, he's got such a huge commitment and loyalty to his people and wants them involved in the creative. So he's getting everybody on his team engaged in ideas. So while I liked that he brought this great cuisine that we're very fond of Japanese cuisine with him, he aligned perfectly with our values and our culture and the way that he works with people. Also has the business experience, which is rare for chefs. You know, he's got solid integrity, high professional standards, but a friendly, caring approach to things. And that's what we look for at Wegmans. what he does so well is he can take flavors from multiple cuisines and blend them together into something that's really pleasing to our customers with the items that they're eating every day. He doesn't have to use a rare kind of fish from Japan. He can use a piece of cod or a piece of salmon and use his flavor palette that he has from all his years' experience, whether it's Japanese, French, or nouvelle cuisine from or vegetarian cuisine from LA that he worked as a part of. He's got a big repertoire that he brings to the table.
So what are some of those changes or the recipes or items now that Matsu, that you have influenced here in Wegmans and that we've been able to share with our customers?
I'm focusing on the next to the Rochester improvement. And we did great with the team last 1 year. We improved all the food quality and the restaurant qualities there. We made a great result. Now I'm more focusing on Astor Place restaurant project, supporting the Chef Oliver and the team there. And of course, my goal is to be more and more get involved the store with the development, also business improvement there, supporting the merchant there. I want to improve myself, but same time, people working with me, team working with me, same time grow and bring in a great result for the team. Not just the business, their life, so we can grow together.
So tell me a little bit about that, John, the importance of bringing in, you know, fresh ideas, kind of having diversity of thought and diversity of experience and the importance of doing that for our customers.
We've developed our culinary team at Wegmans very much over the last two decades, but a lot of our chefs have grown up at Wegmans now, so we need that influence sometimes. I wish I could help every chef fly around the world and stage and learn in different places, but I can't. But what we can do is continue to bring in some outside experts that fit in well with our people and our culture, like Matsu. He's teaching a lot of our people how to do what we're doing better, you know, to really dial in the flavor. It's not just about creating new things. It's about doing what we're doing at a higher level.
And I think Matsu probably said a dozen times already, he just wants to keep learning. Like he's just a wealth of knowledge and experience, but the difference is he also wants to continue learning. And I think that just sets such a great example for other employees and for the chefs that you're working with to say, I'm really, really good at what I do, and I'm going to keep learning to get better. So people probably do, I can imagine, really enjoy working with you and learning from you. When you're working, are you working with customers in mind? And what are you hoping they gain from the work that you do in the restaurants or with other food that we have and prepared foods?
As I'm Japanese, I'm living in North America more than 20 years. I would say we have a best sushi program. And as a Japanese, I eat sushi rice every day, right? Not sushi every day, but the rice every day. And that still impressed me how our quality is. I will give you a guarantee from Japanese, a real Japanese person, our sushi is the best in the world.
Yeah. What about you, John, when you think about the customer? What do you hope they gain from the food that we offer?
Happier, better lives. I mean, sorry to steal it, but I think when you eat something really great, really flavorful, it improves your day, it improves your mood. You're happy, it's satisfying. And, you know, working as chefs, that instant gratification of serving somebody a meal and making them happy is the biggest part of the satisfaction of being a chef. You know, we cook with our vision and we explore things that fascinate us from a culinary standpoint, but nothing rivals the ability to make other people happy as a chef. So I think we try to understand our customers, learn as much about what they like. And as I said, we meet them where they are and try to take them in new directions, right? Expanding their horizons in food. So introducing flavors from around the world on ingredients that you eat every day as a customer is where we want to be. that's how we start the conversation with customers.
Is there anything else specific to your work that you would like customers to know about Matsu?
Yeah, I think we, as a restaurant foods department, we care ingredients, customers' health, and the great flavor. So I'm proud of it, working at this company, Wegmans, and we are serving great food to the customer, our customer, every day. And we will keep continuing improve ourselves, bringing the great flavor, unique flavor, what the customer is looking for.
He called out the rice. He doesn't want to just make a new sushi roll. It's important to him that the rice is the very best rice you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Little details and the knowledge and experience and expertise that we really feel our customers will taste the difference more and more over time of his influence.
Thanks for listening. Talk soon.